Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening, and good evening. This is your host, Dr. Tan, with I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. And tonight, I just wanted to give you a few inspirational nuggets on the topic, Guard Your Gates. Again, the topic for tonight is Guard Your Gates. Again, this is Dr. Tan, your host with I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. When I think about guarding your gates, and we think about what a gate is, normally gates are an apparatus that is used to keep things out, and it can be to keep things in. So when you think about if you live in a gated community, that community, the gate helps to keep the people that stay in that community in their surrounding away from the outside community or people that do not live in that particular neighborhood. So it serves a purpose. It's like security or safety. Think about gated areas, even gated. you have gates at different locations. Sometimes schools have different gates for like their fields. They have gates. You might have different gates within a building that symbolizes maybe this is an area that is not to be breached by certain members of the particular organization. Or maybe it's to keep just regular pedestrians or regular people outside of that particular area. But gates can be used in that manner. So when I'm talking about gates, I'm not actually talking about a physical gate, a gate that we are normally used to seeing that keeps either encloses something or it keeps things out. You also have farmers that have gates, maybe people that have livestock, animals that they have on their land, and they have gates to keep them. And sometimes gates are the gates or maybe fences are merely cosmetic. For instance, some houses that are not in a gated community have fences or gates at their residential location. Again, the gates that I'm talking about are not those type of gates. I want to talk about guarding your gates. And so the phrase guard your gates, It speaks about it in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. And it also makes reference to it in Psalms 141 and 3. And what it's referring to is to be mindful what you see, what you hear, what you think about, and the words that come out of your mouth. And so those are the gates that I'm talking about. I want to talk about your ear gate, your eye gate, and the mouth gate. And then I'm going to tell you how they connect to your hands and your feet. And so when you think about it, that encompasses the entire body. So let's just start with the eye gate, because I believe that what you see forms your reality. And a lot of times the things that we see affects what we say and what we do. So in order to guard our gate, our eye gate, we have to be mindful of what we are looking at. That means that we have to be very mindful of the things that we watch on TV, Because sometimes things that we watch on TV, even though we don't think about it, it can affect our perception, how we see things. It can also affect our mindset of allowing certain spirits that are not clean to infiltrate our mind. And so think about, I've heard before where people say, well, hey, I've watched horror stories before I go to bed and then I have nightmares. I try not to watch anything that is negative before I go to bed. I try to, anything that I watch, I really try to end my night on something spiritual, biblical, something that is of a good report. Nothing that is going to cause terror, nightmares, that is going to make me feel depressed. Sometimes people catch the news before they go to bed, and that's fine. Even if I do watch the news before I lay down, I try to always find something spiritual or biblical to end my night on, to cast out any negative thoughts, because a lot of times when the news comes on, you're watching all these different things that have transpired. The majority of the things that are reported in the news are negative. They're very disturbing. And so sometimes that can kind of create a certain mindset in you prior to going to bed. So we have to be mindful of what we watch. It's very easy now, looking at the way that the TV shows are and the way life has transpired now that we are in 2025. We've seen a lot of shifts in the different things that there used to be a lot of filters on things. They will watch a lot of censors. Now we're seeing a lot of different things that are introduced, even in cartoons for our children. Some of the animated versions have nudity, or they have some type of sensitive content language. So we just have to be very mindful. There also are certain things that go against what we believe as believers, as followers of Christ, as disciples of Christ. And so we have to be mindful that what we watch does not affect what we believe. It also can create all kind of issues within us, depending on what it is that we're watching. You have all these different demonic spirits that can attach themselves to you. The spirit of lust, you know, a lot of different movies or situation that has a lot of nudity or maybe sexual immorality in the movies, then that can create lust. It can create a whole lot of different things that you would have to deal with on the spiritual side, because we open ourselves up to these demonic spiritual attacks through our eye gate. And so we have to be very careful about guarding our eye gate, what we see, because it says in scripture, as a man thinketh, so is he. And so, you know, I do believe that a lot of times what we see is how we perceive things, and it also determines what we do. So let me give you just a few scriptures here. Psalms 141 and 3 says, we talked about that. I'll talk about that in a minute. But let me talk about the eye gate. It says Luke 11 and 34, and I apologize. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are good, your whole body is full of light. But when they are bad, your body is full of darkness. So it suggests that, you know, we have to be mindful of what we look at. As far as what we see, we have to make sure that if it's anything that we shouldn't see, that we have to, you know, we have to make sure we just be mindful of what we're looking at. So the eye gate is very important. It talked about that good eyes perceive well. They reveal good intentions. Evil eyes reveal wicked intentions. And so things such as greed, envy, and jealousy. Our eyes are our lamp. As it said before, it's the lamp of the body. So it lights up. It's either going to it's going to benefit us or it's going to be a detriment to us. So the things that we see, our eyes are, it also is a connector to our heart. It says the eye is a connector to the heart. In other words, the eye is a spiritual conduit that perceives divine truths. So whatever we see can manifest within our heart as well. And so we have to be very careful about that. It says our eyes, when they are light filled, our eyes are full of light. They represent happiness, liveliness, hope, the things of God. There's a scripture that says, think of the things that are a good report. And so we want to do that. Anything that is negative, we want to cast it down, because even with the seeing, our mindset has to be, what we think has to be cast down as well. So when you have these negative imaginations, things that are not good, we have to cast it down. We cannot allow ourselves to be thinking about things that we know that can destroy us mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So we have to cast down every imagination, because if we do not, then what happens is we'll find ourselves in a situation where we can become depressed, we can become, our heart can become hardened, and we don't want to do that. And so we want to think of things that are a good report, things that are praiseworthy, that things that reference God, and we want to cast down every negative imagination that goes against the word of God, and that is all scriptural based. Let's go to the next gate that I wanted to talk to you about. And let's talk about the mouth gate. Okay. So the mouth gate, this is where Psalms 141 and 3 comes, because I think as you see, you speak. And I will also reference that scripture and give you the scripture reference to cast down every imagination. I will give you that before I get off of this live. But the mouth gate, Psalms 141 and 3 says, to set a guard, O Lord, over your mouth, keep watch over the doors of your lip. So in other words, it's saying, hey, be mindful of what you say. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as it is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Proverbs 4:23 says, put away from you a deceitful mouth and any perverse lips far from you. Proverbs 3:13 says, he who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. My mom always tells me to guard my mouth and save my life. And you know, initially I was like, what? Why she keep saying that? But then it's scripturally based, Proverbs 3:13. And then we all know Proverbs 18:21, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. We have to be mindful of what we speak, because guess what? Just like, you know, we say we have faith, but the same way that we can speak positive things into existence, you can also speak negative things into existence too. That's why it says in Proverbs 18:21, life and death are in the power of the tongue. What you speak is what you're going to see. And so if you don't want to see it, you probably don't want to speak it. That's why you have to renew your mind constantly. You have to think on things of good report. You have to make sure that you are not falling for what you, and so you have to make sure that, just because sometimes, and let me go back a minute, because sometimes what you see, depending on the circumstances, is not what you need to speak. If you're believing God for something, then if and if it's one way, but you're believing it for something else, then you want to speak life. So in every situation, you want to speak life. So not necessarily everything that you see, you should be speaking. If it's not positive, if it's not aligned with the word of God and his promises for your life, then you don't want to speak those negative things into existence. You want to speak life every time, regardless of how it looks. You want to speak life. That's what it faith is. It says faith without works is dead. It says in Hebrews, it says it's impossible to please God without faith. And that's Hebrews 11 and 6. Philippians 4 and 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there are any praise, think on these things. And so to think, which means to renew our mindset, we have to guard our gates. We have to guard our eye gate. And we talked about guarding our mouth gate. So what we see, we have to guard that. What we speak, we have to guard that. And we want to only speak according to Philippians 4 and 8. We want to think on these things that that are praiseworthy. If we think on these things, then we can speak on these things. That's Philippians 4 and 8. And so we have to be mindful that we do not allow our present circumstances to cause us to speak something that it does not align with the promises of God. 2 Corinthians, I believe, 10 and 5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And so the reason why this is important is because we have to cast down every imagination, every negative thing, every negative thought that goes against the word of God. Again, our foundation is the word of God. And if it doesn't align with the word of God and the promises of God and the things that he has spoken into your life that you know to be true according to your faith, then you got to cast it down, because God's word will not return to him void. If he said it, that settles it. And so we want to make sure that we are guarding our gates. The next gate that we want to look at is our ear gate. The things that we hear is very important. Just like the things that we see, the things that we speak, but the things that we hear, we have to guard our gates. And so we have to make sure that what we're listening to is not going against God's word or his promises of what he expects for us as followers of Christ. We have to make sure that it's not going against it. If we're listening to corrupt communication, we need to cast that down. We don't need to be listening to corrupt communication. If we're listening to whatever it is, filthy communication, communication, songs, whatever it is, things that promote violence, we have to be mindful of what we're listening to and make sure that we create a spiritual protection around us, because we're guarding our gates. So it says in Isaiah 55 and 3, incline your ear and come to me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. That's Isaiah 55 and 3. And so we have to make sure that we hear with the spiritual ears and not the natural ears. We have to hear with our spiritual ears. In other words, if we know that what we're listening to, what we're looking at, what we're speaking is not pleasing to God, then we have to correct those things so that we can promote a peaceful life, a life of hope, one that is not going to be full of strongholds, because we have allowed ourselves to be in a situation where we are listening to things that we shouldn't, it created a stronghold, or we're looking at things that we shouldn't, it created a stronghold, or we're saying things we shouldn't, it has created a stronghold. We don't want to put ourselves in any situation that is going to keep us from the goodness and and the faithfulness of God that is going to cause us to backslide, that's going to cause us to step back and not be able to move forward. We want to forget those things which are behind us, and we want to press toward the mark of the high calling. We want to move forward in life. We want to get rid of those negative images in our mind. We want to get rid of all those negative habits, the things that we did before in 2024 that didn't work. And we want to create, ask God, according to Psalms 51 and 10, to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. And so that's another connection to us, because we talked about our eye gate. We talked about the ear gate, the mouth gate. We talked about our mind gate, our heart gate. We want God to clean it up for us. It needs to be clean. It needs to be refreshing, rejuvenated. We got all this sludge in there, all the things that we haven't dealt with. We need to ask God to help us. Unforgiveness. We got resentment, all these things, anger, bitterness, whatever it is, malice. We got to ask God to help create in us, Psalms 51, a clean heart. We got to guard that gate too, because what happens is what's in our heart is going to show up out in public. If it's in us, it's going to come out. It's kind of like, you know, they talk about the pressure of a diamond when you, and they said that, you know, they going through the process. And so you go through this process, and when you finish, you got this diamond, but it had to go through the process. Well, guess what? If we're pressed to a limit, and we haven't asked God to condition our heart, to come into our life, to help clean us up, to make us better on the inside so that we can be a better representation on the outside, then what's in us is going to come out when our back is against the wall. What's in us is going to come out when we are pressed to the limit. And so we got to ask God to clean us up, to create in us a clean heart, to fill us up with his spiritual empowerment, to fill us up with his holy wisdom, the nurturement that we need to let the God that is in us to clean us up, to work through us, in us, and for us. And so we have to be mindful of that. And so when we talk about those things, guarding our gates, it also affects our feet. And it might not necessarily be a gate, but if you want to call it a gate, fine. But it affects our feet. It says Psalms 1:1-3 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of the sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatsoever he does prosper." And so where we go matters too. We can't just go anywhere, because sometimes we can have soul ties that we need God to help us break those ties, break the chains, break the bondage. We have to be mindful of the company we keep. We have to be mindful of the places we go, because spirits can attach themselves. Negative spirits can attach themselves too. Got to be mindful of where you go. And you know, how do you, and I'll tell you about how do you know where to go, when to go, if you should or should not. But even with the feet gate, Proverbs 13:20 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." Got to be mindful of who we're entertaining. And then lastly, the hand gate. We talk about what your hands are touching, what you're doing with your hands. Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whether that goes." In other words, we want to do it to the glory of God. Well, whatever we do and we put our hands to. Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with your whole being, as for the Lord and not for men." Another, as said it in Colossians 3:23, we want to work unto the Lord. We want to work. In other words, whatever we do, we want to do it to the glory and edification of the Lord. Proverbs 10:4 says, "Idle hands make one poor, but diligent hands brings wealth." And so we want to make sure. Somebody's like, "Well, as long as you keep busy." Well, it depends on what you're keeping busy doing. And so you want to make sure that whatever we're doing is to the glory and edification of the Lord. How do we make sure when we're guarding our gates that we are where we need to be. Well, the first thing you want to do is Thessalonians tells us to pray without ceasing. You want to pray about everything. Pray about if you should go this way today or if you should go a different way. Pray about the company that you keep. Pray about your job office. Pray about everything. God wants to be a part of every aspect of your life. And when you start praying to him and asking him and speaking and sitting down with him and letting him know how your day is going and asking him, should I do this or should I do this? What he will do is guide you. He'll protect you. He'll give you spiritual wisdom. You'll be going this way and something say, hey, you need to go this way. And you might not understand it at that particular time when it happens, but then what will happen, the revelation of why it happened might come back around later on. And maybe it was a wreck that way, or maybe it was something else happening that God allowed protection for you. So get into the habit of asking God about everything in your life, because he is the creator of life. He knows all, sees all. He's everywhere at the same time. I always say that he's omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. Okay, he's all powerful, he's all knowing, and he's everywhere at the same time. It's not so much that why should we tell him, because he already knows. It's because he wants a personal relationship with us. That personal relationship helps us to build our faith on the spiritual journey that we're on. And it helps us to prepare our faith muscles, because each and every day we are put to the test. Our faith is put to the test. It's always going to be something that's going to be happening. Life is not going to be a bed of roses. And in order for us to get through this spiritual journey, colleagues, and to run our race well, we have to know the promises of God. We have to know what the word of God says. And we have to spend time with God. And that includes praying and letting him guide us in our everyday lives. So we learned that, you know, guarding our gates, what it means. It means that you got to be careful about what you see and what you hear. You got to make sure that the words that you're speaking are words that are important words, or they're deliberate. Be deliberate with your words. Don't just use your words loosely. You got to be sensitive about what you allow in, you know, what you hear, who you're around. You can't just be around anybody. You got to protect your heart from evil influences. That's very important. And you got to make sure that your relationship with God is secure. Okay. You want to pray to God every day to remove any wicked ways that you may have, any negative thoughts. Ask God to help it, creating you a clean heart. Psalms 51 and 10. You want to meditate on the word every day. You want to be mindful of where you go, you know, and ask God to help you. Because God will help you do what you need to do. He will be there for you. As I close, I just want to talk about Romans 6, 12 and 23. And you can read it at your leisure. But it says, started at 12, it just says, do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. 13 says, do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourself completely to God. For you were dead, but now you have life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. And so you can, again, that is Romans 6, 12 and 13. But I would advise you to read Romans 6, 12 through 23. Okay. Acts 28 and 27 says, for the hearts of people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see and their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. In other words, in Acts 28 and 27, God is saying, I want to heal you, but you got to turn your ear to me. You got to, you know, a lot of people are not listening. It's going in one ear and coming out the other. They're being rebellious is what it's saying. And so he said, I want to heal the land. This is what I want to do, but you got to listen. Scripture says that my sheep know my voice. So if you are his sheep, you will know his voice and you will follow his commandments and do what God has instructed us to do so that we can be blessed and allow these demonic, satanic things, simple natures, to be cast down so we can live a righteous life. And when we do that, it helps us to get rid of some of these strongholds. Let me tell you some of the strongholds. If we guard our gates, if we guard our eye gate, if we guard our mouth gate, if we guard our ear gate, if we guard the heart gate, the feet gate, the hand gate, the mind gate, all these gates, if we guard our gates, then guess what happens? We can cast down these strongholds, and we can cast down fear. We can cast down unforgiveness. We can cast down pride, guilt and shame, comparison when you're thinking that you need to, or comparison of covetousness. We can cast down doubt. We can cast down negative self-image, materialism. We can cast down bitterness, lack of self-control. We can cast down the need to be in control. We can cast down sexual immorality. We can cast down anger. We can cast down malice. We can cast down all these different things, even to the point where we want to harm others. Those things, we can cast it down. We can cast down haughtiness. It's so many different strongholds that can attack us. And it can attack us because we allow these different spirits to penetrate our gates. Saints, we have to guard our gates. It is important. If we want to be right, be in right standing, we have to guard our gates. If we want God to bless us, we have to guard our gates. Come on, put your hand together, let's have some church. In order for us to be right, we have to guard our gates. Saints, guard your gates. Watch what you speak. Watch what you see. Watch what you hear. Watch where you go. Watch what you touch. And watch what you think. When you guard your gates, God will bless you beyond measure. I just want to thank you for tuning in tonight to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tan. Until we speak again, good night. Testify.